Part 3. Conversations. Directions. You will hear a conversation between two people. You will see three questions on each conversation and four possible answers. Choose the best answer to each question and fill in the corresponding oval on your answer sheet. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Was there a call for me? I thought I heard the phone ringing a few minutes ago, and I'm expecting my assistant to call with figures for the budget.
You did hear the phone ring, but the call was for me. My boss wants me to go into work early tomorrow.
Again? He's always asking you to do that. When's he going to call to offer you a bonus or a raise?
He needs me to help finish the report for the accountant and wants it done before noon. If I go in early, as he asks, maybe one day I will get that raise.
41. When was the phone call made? Who called? 43. Why did this person call? 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Room 220 is smaller than our other rooms, but the price is just $165 for the night.
Does that include use of the pool and the exercise room?
Of course. It includes the use of all facilities except the tennis courts, which are closed for the winter.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll just carry my suitcase up and have a quick look at the room, and then I'm going out for a bite to eat. I'm starving.
44. Where does this conversation take place? 45. How much will the woman pay? 46. What will the woman do now? 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
I was surprised to see that Mr. Wing wasn't at the meeting this morning.
No, he'll be out of the office until next week. He's on vacation.
Oh, I didn't realize he was away on a trip. That's unfortunate because I wanted his help with my project. My boss wants it done by Friday.
Why don't you ask Mr. Wing's assistant? She'll be in tomorrow. She'll help you with it.
47. Where is Mr. Wing now? 48. When will he return to the office? 49. Who will help the woman with her project? 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I can't believe how much those museum tickets cost. I've never paid so much before to see art.
Yes, but don't you think it was worth it? The paintings we saw were fantastic.
I guess you're right. There was some very fine work there. So, do you want to go back to the hotel now?
No, it's only 3 o'clock. Let's get a snack. Then we can take a walk in the park. It's not far from here.
50. What is the man's complaint? 51. What time is it now? 52. What will they do now? 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
What a nice sunny day. I'm really enjoying this walk.
Me too. There's not a cloud in the sky. What a treat this is after all that rain last week.
We should walk more often. We should do it every day.
Well, not every day. The weather is nice today, but that'll end. Tomorrow it's supposed to rain again.
53. How is the weather today? 54. What are the speakers doing? 55. When will the weather change? 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
I'm so sorry I'm late. The bus was delayed by the bad weather.
You should take the subway to work, like I do. It's faster and the weather doesn't affect it.
That wouldn't work for me. The subway station is too far from my house, but the bus stop is just a 2-minute walk.
The bus fare is cheaper, too, isn't it? You pay just $2.50 a ride, and I pay $1.50 more than that for the subway.
56. Why is the woman late? 57. How does the man get to work? 58. How much is the bus fare? 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
I'm starving. Is there a good place to eat around here?
Yes, there's a restaurant just 2 blocks away. Go to the corner, turn right, go 1 more block, and you'll see it just before the post office.
Turn right at the corner. Do you mean by the bank?
No, the other corner, by the grocery store. But hurry. They stop serving lunch at 2 o'clock, and it's almost 1:30.
59. Where does the man want to go? 60. How many blocks away is it? 61. What time is it now? 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
I'm so glad I left my old job. It was closer to home than my new job, but the pay was so low I had to leave.
So you're happy with the new job?
I am. The only thing I don't like is the vacation time. I get only 3 weeks a year.
That's too bad. I get 6 weeks a year, and you can be sure I need every one of them.
62. Why did the man leave his old job? 63. How does he feel about his new job? 64. How many weeks of vacation does he get? 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
If we leave the office by 6:15, we should get to the theater in plenty of time.
Oh, no. We should leave here by 5:45 at the latest. It'll be rush hour, and then it'll take time to find a place to park. The parking garage is closed, don't forget.
That's right. I forgot about that part. Say, I hope the play isn't over too late. I'm feeling a bit tired.
Don't worry. As soon as it's over, we'll go straight home and you can get your rest.
65. Where are the speakers going?
66. What time does the man want to leave? 67. Where will they go later?
68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Would you like a nice cup of hot tea, or would you prefer coffee?
Actually, I'd like to have a glass of water, if you don't mind, with ice. I'm really quite thirsty.
Of course. You haven't tried this cake, have you? I got the recipe out of a magazine. Let me serve you a slice.
Oh, no, thank you. It looks very good, but I'm not at all hungry.
68. What does the man want to drink? 69. How does the man feel? 70. What does the woman offer the man?